friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open the Bible, it's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are back with me again for the second part of our story about blind Bartimaeus. Do you remember what happened last time? Bartimaeus was a blind man who was sitting by the side of the road near Jericho. And as he was sitting there, he heard a huge crowd going by him. And there was a lot of excitement in the air, and he asked somebody what was going on, and they said, "Jesus is coming." Well, that got Bartimaeus excited. Why was he excited? Because he had heard all kinds of stories about miracles that Jesus did. Oh, he was so excited. Maybe Jesus could heal him. So he started calling to Him, "Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, Jesus." He knew that this was his only chance to be healed. So he shouted so loudly that, guess what? The people tried to get him to be quiet. You can read that in Mark Chapter 10, verse 48. Let's look at that verse together. We are going to go to Mark chapter 10, verse 48. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 10. Once you find Mark, then we're going to find chapter 10. Look for those big numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Try to find 10. Once you find 10, then we're going to find verse 48. We were there last time, so let's look today. Mark chapter 10, verse 48. Do you see it? It's almost to chapter 11. If you get to chapter 11, just go back a little bit, and you'll see verse 48. Let's read it.
"Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'"
So people were warning blind Bartimaeus to be quiet. But what did he do? He cried louder. He cried all the more. He did not want to miss this chance or this opportunity. There probably was a lot of noise in the crowd around Jesus, but can Jesus hear the prayer of someone in need, even if it's a noisy crowd? Oh, yes. Jesus can hear you anytime you pray. Even if you don't say the words out loud, but you think them in your mind, Jesus can hear you. Jesus is there for you. Well, he heard blind Bartimaeus, and when he stopped, he turned and said to the crowd, "Bring him here." We can read that in verse 49. Let's read verse 49 and see what the people were telling Bartimaeus.
"So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.'"
So what did Bartimaeus do? He's so excited, he must be quivering from anticipation. Jesus is calling him. Jesus wants him to come. Let's look at verse 50. What did Bartimaeus do?
And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus.
He threw aside his garment. Does that just like, can't you just picture it? Him throwing his coat aside and jumping up and probably trying to stagger to where Jesus was. Remember, he can't see. And I'm sure that some people helped to lead him to Jesus. Jesus must have smiled when he saw the enthusiasm on Bartimaeus' face. Oh, he was so excited. So what did he ask Bartimaeus? And how did Bartimaeus respond? Let's look at verse 51. Verse 51. Mark chapter 10, verse 51. What does it say?
So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight."
Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" What does Bartimaeus want? What is his greatest heart's desire? To see, right? So Bartimaeus says, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Rabboni? What does that mean? Well, it's another word for master or great one. It's a title of honor. And that's just what Jesus was for Bartimaeus. So what did Jesus say? Let's look at verse 52. What did Jesus tell him?
Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road.
He told him, "Go your way. Your what has made you well?" What does it say? Your faith has made you well. And immediately, that's instantly, he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. You know, Bartimaeus was no longer a blind beggar, was he? Oh no, he was a follower of Jesus. We talked about Fanny Crosby last time, about how she was very sick as an infant. Their doctor was out of town, and so someone else came and treated her, and she ended up blind because of it. The man was not a real doctor. He was not a physician. He was only pretending. Even after that, she would memorize large portions of scripture, and she wrote over 9,000 hymns that many of them we sing today in our hymn book. One person said to Fanny Crosby, they said, "Aren't you upset that you're blind? I mean, isn't that just like the worst thing ever?" And you know what Fanny said? She said, "If I were given one wish, it would be that I were born blind. Because then, when I get to heaven, the first face I would ever see is the lovely face of Jesus." Being blind, did that bother Fanny? Oh no. Did she feel sorry for herself? No, not at all. I don't know what you're struggling with, but there might be a boy or a girl or a mom or dad who's listening to this podcast right now that has a big struggle in their life. You know who you are. You might be struggling with health issues, or you might be a cripple, or you might have some kind of disease, or you might have cancer. There might be something that you're struggling with, but you know what? Jesus cares. And even though we live in this world of sin right now, there will come a day, and not very far away, that Jesus is going to come back and give us new bodies and make everything right. But you know what? He cannot make it right for you unless you're on his side. He comes for those who are looking for him, who love him, who are a follower of him, just like blind Bartimaeus, just like Fanny Crosby. I know I want to follow Jesus, and I want him to be Lord of my life and trust him, because he will make everything right. You can count on it. Let's pray and ask him into our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we are asking that your Holy Spirit will come in and fill our hearts. Help us to be patient through the pain, through the sorrow, through the tears, through our day-to-day life. Help us to follow you no matter what and keep our eyes on the reward that you have promised. There is a mansion and a place prepared for us, and you have a special place just for each one of us. I want every boy and girl that's listening, maybe every adult that's listening, that we will all choose to be there, to be your follower, and that even though things might be terrible right now, that we have the promise and the hope of a better life. Thank you for your promises. We love you. Amen. All right. I am so glad that you have been joining me as we go through the stories about Jesus. Next time, we are going to learn about bread. I know you won't want to miss it. We're going to listen and sing our memory verse song together.
I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word, I rejoice at your word, as one who finds great treasure.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.